Good afternoon. We appreciate you coming to our website this afternoon, and we hope that we can be a help to you. There's a demanding question asked of all mankind, and that is whether or not you're saved by the grace of God. I would like to take a moment, if I could, and try to cover this question to be a help to you and to make sure that you know your eternal destination with an eternal God who gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross so that we might be saved. The Bible tells us that in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 23, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are also reminded in the book of Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But for every one of these verses that we've read this afternoon, may I remind you that the Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 8 that while God commendeth His love toward us and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you're lost today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, He died so that you might have eternal life, abundant life through God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. It is important that people understand what it means to be lost if you're lost. It simply means that you've never come to a point in your life where you're tired of sin, you're tired of being a sinner, you're guilty of the sins which you have committed in your life, and you've come to the place where you're willing to go to God and confess that you are a sinner before a holy and almighty God, and you're willing to confess your sins before Jesus Christ so that there may be forgiveness of your sin. If you are lost, that means that you've never come to this point in your life. You've never come to the end of yourself and asked God to save you from your sins. So you must acknowledge that you are a sinner. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 3, verses 10 and 11, that there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. All we like sheep have gone astray, according to Isaiah chapter number 55 and verse number 6. And it is important today that we realize that we must acknowledge that we are a sinner without Jesus Christ. Once we acknowledge this, then we are to believe that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross and that we trust Him to save us. Again, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 8, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Call upon the Lord while He may be found, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah. The Bible also says in John 3:18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And so, if you want to be saved, the question of how can I be saved is as simple as the ABCs. You acknowledge that you are a sinner. You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross to save you from your sins. And then, last of all, you commit your life to Jesus by asking Him to come into your life to be your Savior. Involved in this commitment is also confession before men. The Bible says that if we will not confess God before other men, that Jesus Christ will not confess us before the Father. We must first believe wholeheartedly and then simply ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. Receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into your life is only the beginning. There are many things that we must commit ourselves to after salvation, but it is important that we realize that without salvation in our lives, we are certainly on our way to hell. Jesus Christ, though, however, upon His work upon Calvary's tree, He paid the ransom so that you and I might be free. The Bible tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're lost and you would like to be saved, all you have to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner, believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and once you've done this, confess Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And so this is important for you and I to believe today. The Bible tells us that it is simple to be saved. After recognizing that we're lost and after recognizing and believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, we must ask the Lord to wash away our sins and to make us new creatures through His grace and through His power. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 9, in Romans 10:9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Right there in those three little verses, you find the whole context of the salvation of the Lord. And that is that we need to confess that he's Jesus Christ. We need to believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead. And if we believe these things and acknowledge them, then we will be saved. And the Bible says that we, through the heart, we believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And so it's important that we see this. Now, we've seen that if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you're lost. I've tried to explain to you how that you can be saved, acknowledging that you're a sinner, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you from your sins, but then not only that, confessing to man that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God and that he has died so that you might go free. I'm reminded of the verses over in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Let's ask this question this afternoon as we consider a little thought here. Why did Jesus Christ go to Calvary? Why did he go to Calvary? Well, again, we keep referring to this verse, but it is very important when it comes to the salvation of mankind. In Romans 5:8, the Bible tells us that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The main purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ going to Calvary was to bring God and mankind back together. Had not the Lord went to the cross, you and I would not know God as we know him today. But Jesus Christ was willing to go to the cross to become the substitute for you and for me. And in by thus doing so, he opened the way for mankind to be saved. See, there was a plan that the Lord Jesus Christ had to finish. He went to Calvary because he knew that there was a plan that needed to be finished. It was an ordained plan. It was foreordained before the foundation of the world. This was not some idea that was cooked up at the last moment. No, it was foreordained by God. This tells us that there was an advanced knowledge. God knew what Jesus would do, and he approved the plan of Christ upon the cross. Then there was advanced planning. Before the mud seals of the earth were ever laid, before Adam was created, before all things, God had a plan to give his Son upon the cross for our sins. This plan was in the heart of God before sin was in the heart of man. We find that found true in the book of Revelations, chapter number 13 and verse number 8. Revelations 13:8, the Bible says in this passage of Scripture, it tells us in our hearts, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so we see here that this was in the heart of God before sin was ever in the heart of man. This is a lovely picture of grace for you and I, that God would provide salvation before there was anyone to save. Well, it was an ordained plan, but it was also the only plan. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 14 and verse number 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. This is Jesus Christ doing the talking in this passage of Scripture. Some people look at Jesus dying on the cross and they come to the conclusion that it had to be a mistake. But nothing could be farther from the truth. The cross did not catch the Lord by surprise. He did not have to switch to a plan B because everything else had failed. No, he had planned for the cross. In fact, this was the only plan by God himself. The plan was for God's Son to come as a babe and then do the work of the Father. That work was completed by the work on the cross. There's not a plan for one denomination over another. There's not a plan for the rich over the poor. There's not a plan for those who are more fortunate in life than those who are less fortunate. There is only one plan, and that plan is Jesus Christ. And again, the Bible tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way you're going to escape hell, and the only way you're going to make it to heaven to meet God, is through Jesus Christ. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It is not by worship, lest any man should boast. And it is not by any other thing. But the Bible says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those which were lost. Jesus Christ went to Calvary. And the reason He went to Calvary is to save us from our sins. Works wouldn't work. Religion wouldn't work. Reputation wouldn't work. Relationship wouldn't work. It didn't matter who you were. It mattered whether or not you've been to Calvary's cross. The Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross to deliver us from the devil's hell. He's the only plan. He was the ordained way. He's the only way. Well, not only do we find here that there was a plan to finish, but Jesus Christ also went to the cross because there was a payment to furnish. We find that it was a ransom payment. When He died, He paid a debt that He did not owe for a people who owed a debt that they could not pay. Man had been sold out to sin. The only way to be saved was for a ransom price to be paid. Because of Adam's actions in the gardens, mankind was doomed to pay for their sins. What man needed was a Savior, someone that could pay the debt of sin to God and set things right between God and man. When Jesus died, the shedding of His blood canceled out your debt and mine, if we will only believe in Him and accept Him as our Savior. The Bible theme is salvation through Christ. It is not through silver, nor is it through gold. It is not through worthless religious activities. It is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. As the old-fashioned song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so not only do we find that there was a ransom payment, but there was also a redemption payment. The blood of Jesus brings the believer to redemption. The word redemption means to buy a slave in the marketplace from off the slave market and forever deliver him from the bondage. When Jesus Christ died upon the cross, He made a way where you and I do not have to live our lives in bondage, but we can go to Jesus at Calvary's cross and we can ask for forgiveness of our sins, and by thus doing so, we are free from the bondage of sin. What Jesus did on the cross provided the means whereby we can be purchased from sin's market. Praise God today that He came to set sinners free. He broke the chains of sin that binds our hearts and lives to set us free. In Jesus, we are free from the dominion of sin, and we are free from the death of sin. We are free from the wrath of God and the condemnation of hell. If you're not saved, you may think that you're free, but you have never experienced freedom until you've experienced that which Jesus gives through His finished work upon Calvary. Why did Jesus go to Calvary? The reason is because God had been offended by the sins of mankind. The only reasonable payment was that of a spotless lamb. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 21 that He became sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might know the righteousness of God. Well, not only do we find in our passage today that there was a plan to finish and that there was a payment to furnish, but last of all, there was a people to free. See, here's what most people do not realize. If Jesus Christ had not died upon the cross, you could not be saved. I could not be saved. We would be condemned to our sins, to a devil's hell, to never be delivered from our sin nor from hell. And we would have no option of being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But because Jesus Christ did die upon the cross, because He went to the grave and on the third day arose and ascended back to the Father 40 days later, thank God you and I as people can be freed from sin's bondage. He was made manifest for you and I. In other words, He was revealed for us. He came to set us free. I'm glad today that I've been set free by the power of God, by the work upon Calvary's tree. And it is important today that if you're not saved, that you realize that there is only two options in this life. You're either saved or you're lost. There is no other way. That is the only two conditions of mankind, is you've either accepted the salvation of the Lord or you've turned it away. If you've turned it away, if you've never accepted Him as Savior, then you're lost without God. You've not been saved. And it's important that you realize that before breath leaves your body, the most important decision you could ever make in this life is that you know Jesus as your Savior. And so, if you're lost, I hope today that you realize that you can be saved by the acknowledgement of your sins, by believing that Jesus Christ died upon the cross specifically and personally for you, and confessing Him before men and committing your life to Him. Remember, Jesus is the ordained way. God said that He was the way to salvation. Not only that, He's the only way. Again, it's not a works lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. It's a free gift. The Bible says, for whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. And then the verse that probably most people, if not all, either heard or know. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God that this is true. If you will call upon the Lord, He can, He will save you from your sins. And then you can have life, and life more abundantly, through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God. Thank God today, I know I'm saved. You can know this as well. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to hope. You don't have to hold on. You can know without any shadow of a doubt that you are saved by the grace of God, that Jesus Christ is your Savior, God is your Father, and that the Holy Ghost is your Comforter. I hope today that by listening to this short testimony that you can realize that there is a way of salvation. That way is Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord today that God gave His Son so that I might be saved. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Should you have more questions, feel free to email us or call us. We'll be glad to answer any question you might have. But it is as simple as this. Are you saved? Have you trusted the Lord as your Savior? If you haven't, the Bible says call upon Him while He is near. And I hope today that you will do that. It is so simple to be saved. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Believe in your heart He died upon the cross for you. And confess Him before men. Thank you for listening today.